With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The Agriculture Department reports some drought relief in parts of South Dakota, but effects of dry weather are still being felt. The new crop report shows 32% of South Dakota's topsoil is very short of moisture, and another 41% is short. Most winter wheat is harvested, that's ahead of the five-year average, and about the same as last year. About two-thirds of the state's spring wheat harvest is done. That's a bit behind last year at this time, but a good distance ahead of the five-year average. 93% of spring wheat is rated mature. More than 60% of South Dakota's pastures and rangeland are rated poor or very poor. Planned Parenthood of Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota will receive $6.5 million from an unnamed donor. Funds are meant for Planned Parenthood to update its 19 clinics. Officials with the organization say the regional clinics provide family planning and reproductive health services to 66,000 people in the three states. In South Dakota, Sioux Falls is the home to the only Planned Parenthood clinic in the state. There's a clinic in Fargo, North Dakota, with the rest in the state of Minnesota. A Fort Pierce man faces several charges after his semi-trailer crashed into a travel agency in Pierre. Police say the collision caused up to $10,000 in damage to the Travel Leaders building. The truck received about $5,000 damage. Police say 62-year-old Darren Briggs told them he swerved and hit the building because he did not think he could stop quickly enough to avoid hitting several cars at an intersection. Briggs received citations for driving recklessly, leaving the scene of an accident, failing to immediately report an accident, and failure to maintain financial responsibility. Pierre Police Captain Jason Jones says more charges are pending. Partly cloudy for the rest of today, a chance of storms in the southwest, highs from the upper 70s to the mid-80s. You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.